Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, May 24th, and this is Honolulu Council 14, Council Representative Dwayne Miles reporting. We are excited about the representation election as voting instructions begin to arrive from the National Mediation Board, the NMB, to our homes around the world. This election, which will unite all flight attendants into one union, the Association of Flight Attendants, AFA, opened last Tuesday, May 17th. Voting may be accomplished using either a computer or telephone. When using the telephone option to vote, please listen to all the prompts to make sure you are choosing the correct union before you can form your vote. For clear voting instructions, please go to www.unitedafa.org. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, May 24th, and this is Honolulu Council 14, Council Representative Dwayne Miles reporting. We are excited about the representation election as voting instructions begin to arrive from the National Mediation Board, the NMB, to our homes around the world. This election, which will unite all flight attendants into one union, the Association of Flight Attendants, AFA, opened last Tuesday, May 17th. Voting may be accomplished using either a computer or telephone. When using the telephone option to vote, please remember to listen to all the prompts to make sure you are choosing the correct union before you confirm your vote. For clear voting instructions, please go to www.unitedafa.org or Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, May 24th, and this is Honolulu Council 14, Council Representative Dwayne Miles reporting. We are excited about the representation election as voting instructions begin to arrive from the National Mediation Board, the NMB, to our homes around the world. This election, which will unite all flight attendants into one union, the Association of Flight Attendants, AFA, opened last Tuesday, May 17th. Voting may be accomplished using either a computer or telephone. When using the telephone option to vote, please listen to all the prompts to make sure you are choosing the correct union before you confirm your vote. For clear voting instructions, please go to www.unitedafa.org or www.yourafa.org. A commanding vote for AFA springboards us to real improvements for all flight attendants. Vote AFA. Flight attendants at the new United Airlines have a unique opportunity to capitalize on the leverage created by the United Continental merger. AFA's experience in negotiating valuable contractual benefits specifically for flight attendants is unparalleled. With AFA at the negotiating table, your benefits are secured in writing. AFA has negotiated detailed contract language and supplemental plans that spell out valuable, comprehensive benefits for United flight attendants. You pay no more than 20% of the cost of both medical and dental with a 7% cap on the annual increase in your cost. No copays, low deductible, and out-of-pocket maximum. If you elect to use an HMO, there is usually no premium cost at all. Survivor insurance benefits for spouses, domestic partners, and dependents. Supplemental insurance for short-term disability, critical illness, accident, and hospital plans through Aflac. Defined contribution plan. Contractually mandated employer direct contribution equals 3% of the flight attendant earnings is deposited into your 401k, plus a dollar-for-dollar company matching contribution of up to 3% more, for a total of 6% contribution from the company paid twice monthly. pre- and post-Medicare benefits for eligible retirees. United pays a percentage of the cost of the plan depending on the flight attendant's seniority at the time of retirement. AFA continually monitors information from management so we can make sure United is in compliance with the benefits we have negotiated. Federal law provides for very limited protections for benefits. Employers are under virtually no obligation to provide any benefit other than to pay you for your work. The contractually protected benefits negotiated in the AFA contract carry enormous monetary and personal value for every United flight attendant. If not spelled out in the contract, benefits are provided at the whim of management. Each United domicile has an AFA benefits committee to assist flight attendants as experts on these contractual and legal rights in the areas of insurance, retirement, and occupational benefits. These AFA representatives work directly with flight attendants elected to serve on our system-wide benefits committee, acting as a watchdog for flight attendant benefits and providing educational assistance for members on their benefit options and rights. AFA also has benefits experts on staff and a senior benefits attorney. AFA considers the whole flight attendant, your life away from work as well as on the job. With AFA, you have guaranteed health care and retirement options spelled out in the contract and not just subject to the whims of the management at your airline. Continental flight attendants should keep their pension plan. It's a good plan for them as they understand the value of it and voted twice to reject giving it up for the IAM, National Pension Plan, which is the IAMNPP. According to everyone but the machinist, the CARP, or C-A-R-P, is a viable plan. United Management has even testified there's no reason the CARP can't stay in place. And no other Continental work group is advocating for the plan to go away, just the machinists. The machinists are trying to convince flight attendants to abandon the CARP in order to force flight attendants into the IAM-NPP for their own institutional interest. The CARP should stay alive for the benefit of all flight attendants. The right thing to do is to fight to maintain this plan for the benefit of Continental flight attendants now and to provide an option for all flight attendants in the combined workforce when we engage in single contract negotiations. There were no negotiations last week, even though we remain ready and willing to meet with management 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. However, management refuses to meet without the presence of a federal mediator. We look forward to the next mediation session in Chicago this week, where we will continue to advocate for the provisions you have deemed important. We look forward to engaging management on reserve improvements, an important concern of our membership. The National Mediation Board, or the NMB, has scheduled mediation sessions for May, June, and July in Chicago. For a more in-depth weekly negotiations update, refer to our website or contact your local counsel to join the FAN, or the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network. We are pleased to continue mediation under the auspices of the NMB, working toward achieving a new contract, while United and Continental flight attendants vote in the representation election conducted by the NMB. Vote AFA. Friday, May 17th, was also the 26th anniversary of the 1985 pilot strike at United Airlines. In commemorating the date, ALPA recognized the solidarity of members of AFA, stating in a message to their members, "In a display of true unionism, the AFA honored our picket line standing shoulder to shoulder with us in the fight against a management set on destroying our union and our unity." AFA continues to stand in solidarity with all union members at United Airlines. United flight attendants and other union members at United were forced to make enormous sacrifices. Now it is time for improvements for all of us. This merger gives us great opportunities to improve our pay, quality of life, benefits, and retirement, and AFA will ensure we get a contract that reflects our contributions to building the world's leading airline. Our future is bright with AFA. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.